I'm Cindy Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Off the ball, GAA.
The story out there was that they were the tough team, Tipperary. They were the team all the steel, because we were kind of the aristocrats, the team with all the skill.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
I suppose we'll start, obviously, before looking into the Leinster Championship, we'll look back on the campaign and the league. I suppose it was a tough end to it, really, wasn't it? You know, just missing out on that second place spot. But a lot of learnings and a particularly fantastic campaign outside of that as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. When we look back, and it was kind of up and down. Gave ourselves a chance of getting into league final, which was positive. Would have been disappointed with a few of the performances, particularly against Cork and Limerick. But their two teams are performing really well at the moment, so they were deserving winners on the day. Positives in terms of, I think it was the three wins that we had. So again, just trying to take the positives and also the learnings and bring them into Championship in 2 weeks' time.
I suppose speaking actually on those two final games, you know, the Limerick and the Cork game, how does the team, I suppose, from your end, kind of take a defeat like that when you're so close to the end? And on top of that, how do you reset and think, okay, well, now we have to focus on the Leinster Championship?
Yeah, it's never easy, especially when the scoreline ends up being the way it was. But like, whether we win or whether we lose, we're not going to get too high when we win, and we won't get too low when we lose. So it's just a matter of focusing on what's the next important thing, which would be obviously in the next training session or the next game. Try to reflect a small bit on the game in terms of the learnings that you can get out of it, and then just try to bring them into the next training or the next game.
I suppose what really showed throughout the campaign is, regardless of the result, like, this Galway team is not one that's willing to just sort of sit back and let scores be put on them. Like, it's a hard fighting team, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we're trying to be one of the hardest working teams, and that's the standard that we're trying to set for ourselves. We don't want to be an easy team to play against, and we pride ourselves on the work rate that not just our backs, but especially our forwards and everyone on the pitch that shows, and especially the boys that come in as well off the bench.
I suppose looking at, obviously, being able to reset now and focus on the Leinster Championship, is it a nice situation for you to be in, to be able to kind of say, okay, that's the league, that's done now, let's start again?
Yeah, I suppose like the league's the league, and then the Championship is just a completely different feel, a completely different beast altogether. So we've had last couple of weeks to kind of really work on what we learned from the league, and trying to put that into place within training, and then again trying to bring that into Championship, which will be in 2 weeks' time now, first round against Kilkenny. Huge challenge, but one to embrace.
Is that the game you're most looking forward to in the Championship campaign, or is there even one further down the line you're thinking, ah, that'll be a good one?
Look, you're trying to take it game by game, really. We're not looking too far ahead, so it's just Kilkenny in 2 weeks' time. That's the next task, so that's the one we're looking at.
I suppose, speaking on Kilkenny, I mean, the last time you were out here in this field, you know, you produced an absolutely unbelievable result against them. They won't be coming back with any sort of, I suppose, illusions as to being able to win at home very easily against the Galway side, will they?
No, but again, it'll be a massive test. Again, the league is slightly different from Championship. There'll be a completely different atmosphere here, so it's one that we'll have to match with both physicality and intensity wise. You know what you're going to get when you play Kilkenny. It's going to be a real hard fought game, and like any win that you might get in Leinster, you're going to have to earn it, and that'll be no different in 2 weeks' time.
How much is a fan perspective, with obviously more fans travelling up, more fans being here for the home fixture as opposed to a league campaign, how much do you think that impacts the level of the game? Obviously there'll be changes on the pitch with people coming back and people swapping out and whatnot, but do you think the overall sort of atmosphere in the ground changes how a game can even end up being?
Not particularly. I think it just adds the occasion and the atmosphere overall, the energy that you feed off that, possibly maybe some refereeing decisions, but leave that aside. But other than that, no, I just think there's just kind of a different feel that you get from it, really.
Absolutely. So raring to go anyways. Keenan, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Mia. Cheers.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.
This week on Diverted.
Do you pop saving to do that or?
So when I return to Ireland, I will have €0.
This week, we're going to Chile.
Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español.
Well, mi español es muy malo.
Es como el inglés mío.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian football club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted on Off the Ball.